going to show you three exercises that together provide the spine with gentle stretches in all directions. These stretching exercises should only be performed when a dog is already warmed up. How can you tell when your dog is warmed up? It's simple. Your dog will be breathing with its mouth open, panting just a little bit. To begin downward dog, kneel with your dog standing sideways in front of you so that your dog's back is perpendicular to the direction in which you're facing. With a big piece of delicious food in your hand and your dog's muzzle parallel to the ground, let your dog nibble on the food while you push the food backward and just slightly downward, lowering the food to keep your dog's muzzle parallel to the ground as your dog sinks down in front. Remember, don't let your dog's head face downward. As the dog sinks its front end down towards the ground, you can put your other hand on the back of your dog's pelvis to keep the rear end in the air. If the rear end sinks down, just pick it up again by the pelvis while still feeding with your other hand. This takes a bit of coordination, but I know you can do it with a little practice. Some people put their hand under the dog's stomach to prevent the rear from dropping, but besides this being a bit sketchy for male dogs, it tends to make the dog arch its back in the wrong direction, though it does work for some dogs. Once your dog is play bowing, keep it in position for about 15 seconds. If the dog isn't lowering its front, you can gently press on the shoulders to see if that helps your dog understand what you want. If you've tried and your dog just doesn't seem to be getting it, there's a really easy solution that just about every dog understands. Use a chair or another object with a low bar and use a treat to lure your dog's head and shoulders under the bar.